Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We are a church and we are a school as well. How many of you know we're a church and school? So we like to get people into the kingdom of God, and then we like to train them up from a young age about the kingdom of God. Amen. We're K through 12. We've got four locations, as you know. We're K through 12, and we've got so much favor with all these families and children. But how many of you know that there's a mission field right in America? There are people in America can't eat. They would never, ever be able to get into a Christian school like our Synergy School of Tomorrow. How many of you have seen the school? And I mean, you know, that shook you up when you saw it, because it shook us up when we saw it. 77,000 square feet of the most amazing stuff you've ever seen in your life. So it's a vocational school as well. We've got preschool. We go all the way to 12th grade. And we're training up the students for our future. We train them up with the Word of God. We train them up about where they come from. But our education is far surpassing the public schools. And we're not teaching what's being taught in the public school. Now, if you've got children or grandkids in public schools and you want them out of there because of what is being taught, you may want to have a look at us. The school is under the covering of this church. This church began, and then the school came from the church. So we are a covering for the schools that we have. This building is a miracle. This one we're in is a miracle. Your life and my life is a miracle. Amen. God is a miracle God. You understand? And if it's a miracle God, anything can happen, but only to those who believe. We understand and know that. So the school is an integral part of this body of believers. And this is vital to you because this is going to be part of your vision. And you're going to find out something so exciting today about your job and your vocation. Your vocation was founded by God. Just stick around. Now we want to, through the school, through this church, we want to be like leaven. You see, what happens too often is this. Now watch here. What happens is God called us to be the salt of the earth, did he not? But what we do is we get the plate of food. Yes, the community. Yes, the community. It's the plate, right, with the food on it. We take the salt shaker, pull the top off, and pour a pile in the one section right there. And it doesn't go on the food. We just got a big lump there. That's what we do. We get into a church and we sit here and the salt's over here, but it's not sprinkled amongst the food, amongst the people. Come on, you get a vision of this now. So with us being able to go into that school, into the area where we got opportunity to touch thousands and thousands of lives, we want to be like leaven. Because that leaven, anything it touches changes. Do you understand? We want to be like that leaven. We want to be the salt and salt this thing now and get people saved and get people healed and start getting them into the kingdom rather than into the kingdom of the enemy. Look what that's doing, the kingdom, the enemy's kingdom. It ain't producing anything good. It doesn't produce anything but death. Oh, you don't believe that. It doesn't produce anything but death. How do I know that? Because God said that the enemy, the thief, the devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Nothing else does he come for. He comes to bring death and destruction. But God said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. So you got death on the side, you got life on this side. And we know that the God of this world is Satan. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world has blinded the minds of the people lest they see the glorious light of the gospel. It's not God blinding them to the gospel, it's the devil. So we are a vital part of what God's doing today in America and in the world. You think I wanted to take on and my wife wanted to take on another building that size? Who's going to pay for it? Yeah, you can say God, but put yourself in my shoes and say that. Yeah, it's easier to say God. Sure, and I agree and I stand on that. Or else I would never have taken it on. But God might use you. Yeah. Oh, Pastor, no. I don't even part of this vision. We are sponsoring children at $10,000 a kid. We're feeding them food. We're bringing in programs. We want to build that section with all the sporting things that we can bring in there. If you're in business, you're a businessman or woman, you should get involved and start sowing your seed into something that's bigger than you, that's going to produce harvest that God can start blessing you extra. They already want us in Israel, as you know. They already asked us to come in there and do a music school. And the guy who's doing this, Kurt Landry, Rabbi Kurt Landry, he wants us involved in that. We've already had a pastor down in West Palm Beach asked if we would be a franchise, if we would franchise out the school. Hey, whatever God says, I'm going to do. But we're going to change lives. We're going to change lives. And it starts a lot of times with the children. And if you can get the children, you can get the parents. And if you can get the parents, you can get the children. Now, if you want to get your child in that school, just come and contact us. Go online, contact the school. It's awesome. And when you walk that school, you're going to want to get in there. Every person that has taken a tour has signed up. Every single person that took the tour signed up. Everyone. Amen? So praise God. You don't have to stand to your feet. Just take your Bible, shake it all about. Let's make a faith statement. Are you ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been talking. We started something last week. Now listen, this is absolutely vital to all of our lives. Every one of us. No one is excluded from what I'm bringing, what God's given me to bring. Nobody is excluded. Everybody is included. So say this. Say, I am included in what I'm about to hear. It's for me. All right. So we started looking last week at vision. And we're looking at the power of a godly vision. And we're looking at the bigger picture. Don't just look at the stamp in the corner of the envelope. See the whole envelope. And too many of us are caught up in that little section and we don't see further. So we said last week in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So that tells me I want to have vision. You need to have vision. Now the message says it this way, watch here. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. So we've got to get the vision God has for our life. The vision I have for my life often gets me into trouble, but the vision God's got for my life is never going to get me into trouble and is going to get me into my future. Can you say amen? Now, you've got to know this. You were created on purpose, for a purpose, with a purpose. Say, I was created on purpose, for a purpose, and with a purpose. Now, you've got to start to believe that you're born. Listen, you're born at this time in history for such a time as now. And the reason you're born for now is because God didn't need you with the Apostle Paul or James or Peter or John. He didn't need you then, or else you would have been there. And you would have had something that you would have brought to the world. He needed you for now. That's why we're here now. And the Apostle Paul spoke about what we're in right now, and he wanted to see it. But he was born for that time, which helped us get to this time. Now we're here for this time, which is going to help us get to God's time. Amen. Amen? And so we have to understand that we have a purpose, and we are called on purpose, and that God created us on purpose. No accidents in this room. No mistakes in this room. Oh, it might have been your parents. Ooh, we made a mistake. No, you did, but God didn't. No accidents. Oops, you were an accident. No, you're not. It might have been to your parents, but not to God. Amen. Amen. And so vision gives life that purpose that you were created for. Vision is going to propel you to your purpose, which is your destination. And God said, I know the thoughts I think of you. Thoughts of good are not evil. To give you an expected end. A hope and a future. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says that. God's got an expected end plan for each and every one of us. Amen? And so vision gives life to that purpose that you were created for, and vision propels you to that destination. Or you could say it this way, is purpose creates vision, while vision produces goals that propels you to your purpose. Can I say that again? I'm recapping, by the way. We did this last week, so I'm not going to explain it all. But purpose creates vision, while vision produces goals, and goals propel us towards our purpose. Now, vision is a revelation of God's divine plan of your purpose. The vision that God gives us is a divine plan. It fits in with his divine plan for your actual purpose. He's not going to give you a vision that is off your purpose. If your purpose is to get there, he's not going to give you a vision to go there. He's going to give you a vision that's going to go there. See, I did not know my purpose fully. I thought at one stage, I was just a worship leader. I thought that's my purpose, leading people to the Lord. I did that for 11 years. And then God said, no, you're going to America. That was not my plan, but I came to America. And then God said, now you're going to become a pastor. I said, that didn't fall in with my plan either. But I got the vision of what God said, and I became a pastor. Amen? Everyone say pastor. And he told me, I'm going to come to America and teach you English. And like my brother sitting over there from Jamaica, we drive on the right side of the road, or the left side, which is the right side, correct? We drive on the left side, it's the right side to drive on. And so the revelation of God's divine plan will take you to your purpose. And so I came here and I thought, okay, now I'm here. I've gone from doing this to that. And in actual fact, think about this. I started off as a business person. My first job was with Barclays National Bank, taught me about financing. My second job was with De Beers Industrial Diamonds. That's Anglo-American in South Africa. De Beers is not the thing you drink. It's a company name, okay? And so that's where I went next. And then from there, I started opening up businesses. And I ended up with two steakhouses and a coffee shop. And I realized that God was training me all this way. All the vision I had for the restaurants and all that stuff was to get a servant's heart. Because all I did was serve people in the restaurant. And then I had a video business. I served people. If they didn't like something, I rectified, I fixed it, but I was a servant. And he trained me up as a servant. And I thought, well, this is my vision. This is my purpose. Here's where it ends. It keeps going. Then he sent me to America. So I came to America. I thought to find a wife because I found her in the first week. I'm not joking. And I had prayed for 8 months and then I found the perfect wife for me. And I read this morning's, if you all keep up with Proverbs, you all read Proverbs 31, and I saw my wife in full bloom right there. Read Proverbs 31, you'll see my wife. And so I became a pastor. And now, and by the way, my wife is doing the children. She's taken over children's ministry again and getting it to power. We're going to train these kids about the power and the presence of God. They'll have fun as well, but they're going to know God. They're going to come out of there laying hands on people. That's what we believe. That's how we live. These children from a young age need to know about laying hands on the sick, about calling things that are not as though they were, about faith and about God who loves them. A miracle God. So that's where she is.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's SYNERG. Magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-